Sport Recovery fans, in June, we lost one of our beloved coaches, Tom Galdine. We are joined on the field this morning by Tom's wife, Beth, and sons, Matt and Chris, former baseball head coach, Jerry Kalp, and current baseball head coach, Kevin Eink. Along with his wife and two sons, Tom was proud of his daughter-in-laws, Tammy and Lauren, along with his grandchildren, Seth, Mara, Reed, Lila, Drake, Emily, and Caleb. Sport Recovery Baseball is presenting a plaque to the family in remembrance of Tom that will be hung in the dugout for many seasons to come. Tom took great pride in the community and involved himself in many organizations. Tom was a 1974 graduate of Fort Recovery High School. He was a member of the Fort Recovery Athletic Boosters and a past member of the Park Board. Tom was a part of Fort Recovery Baseball coaching staff for over 15 years and was involved in Fort Recovery Baseball in one aspect or another for over 40 years.
So I was asked to share some memories of Tom. I think the first thing I need to say is just how giving and caring he was for the baseball program, and just the time he was willing to give up to help with practice, all the stats he did, making a program, scouting other teams. He would do whatever we asked him to do, and really we were kind of lost without him to start this year. There's so many times something came up and I was just stuck. Tom always did it. He always took care of it. So he just really gave a lot to the program. The next memory I wanted to share was he was kind of at practice our bunt guy. That was his station. That was his baby. He always wanted to help with the bunts. He would have it set up as soon as he got there. And when we were inside in the winter, sometimes that building gets a little crowded. And if track and weightlifting and other things got in the way, and we had to take the bunt station down, Tommy was not happy about it. And the last thing is just his old chair. This was his fishing chair that he put in the dugout, and that was his spot. And I think some of the guys like to tease him and try to take his seat sometimes, but his chair is still here with us.
Thanks, Kevin. My name is Jerry Kalp. I'm a former coach, and Tommy had been involved with a lot of the youth programs and things when I had become head coach, and he and I had been friends all the way back from in high school. So he was helping me in the very early years, and he was keeping score along with Jeff Hobbs, who at that time was the principal. Anyway, we were playing a really tight ball game at Maria Stein, and my assistant coach, son-in-law Jared Briscoe, had asked, "What's the score?" He said, "What's the score?" Now, I had two scorekeepers standing there, and they were arguing about the score. I knew the score, and Jared thought he knew the score. Anyway, finally, my assistant coach says, "Twiddle-dee, twiddle-dum. I'm pretty sure I could walk over there and find a gray-haired lady wrapped in a blanket who would know the score." And Tommy had the right score, so he became our statistician, our official statistician and assistant coach, and he was absolutely terrific. He really only cared about the young guys that were playing, the boys, and he was awesome. He really and truly bled the purple. I know he worked with Coach McKibben for a number of years. He put together all of the stats along with Coach McKibben about the former years and the players. He was really great at the bunting station. That was his baby. And one year when we had made a long drive, I know we had the best bunting team in the area. And I was very proud of that, and I told him that. And he was hard at grading base hits and bunts. And so he had a system that he would grade all the players on their bunting and how good they were, and then give that information to me, and I was able to utilize it during a game and things. And the boys would get upset with his grading system, and they thought they should deserve a better grade or something like that, and they would try to talk Tom into changing their grade. And Tom would always, he'd say, "Well, just get better and you'll get a better grade." So it worked out really well. We will miss him. We'll certainly always remember him, and I appreciate everybody being here for his memorial.
I just wanted to say a few words that I know Tom will want me to say. Tom dedicated numerous hours over the years to the Fort Recovery baseball programs, starting when the boys were little all the way through. But he would never dream of being honored in this way. He did what he could to help the teams be successful. He loved the game, every detail of it. As you could tell, he's a statistician. He loved the players, the coaches. He got all that from his grandfather. His grandfather loved baseball, and he shared that with him. Like I said, he loved the players, the coaches, and one of his favorite things in life was coaching baseball. He loved playing it, but he loved coaching it too. It didn't matter if he was coaching our sons or someone else's sons. He put his heart and soul in it and tried to make the difference in their lives. I'm sure that his spirit is at every game here, and he's coaching on God's perfect baseball diamond in heaven and talking baseball with his dad and especially his grandpa and having lots of laughs. Our family is very grateful that you chose to remember Tom today and in this way. Thank you very much, and we wish you all a very successful season. And this little guy here loves baseball. He's not even two, but he's pointing at you guys over there saying, ball, ball, because he's really excited to be out here. Thank you very much.
Today, we pay tribute to Tom Galdine and his dedication to the Fort Recovery community and his love of Indian baseball. Please join me in a moment of silence. Thank you.